Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Increasing utilization of pastures to feed livestock versus having to use stored hay, some of it purchased. That's a major emphasis of UK's grazing schools, but points out Extension forage specialist Gary Lacefield, this winter, for some, was the perfect storm. In a good way.
Certainly this has been a very mild winter and one that I think many of our producers even surprised themselves at just how long they could graze. Of course, an emphasis in our overall grazing program and specifically in our grazing school has been to extend the grazing season, reduce the number of days that we have to rely on hay or silage for our winter feeding program. And this has been a good year. So many people got into March before they fed any, and I know several of our graduates from the grazing school simply didn't feed any hay.
The first round of the school is April 10 and 11 at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center, the second in September in Woodford County. Lacefield says students run the gamut from seasoned veterans to those just getting started.
We see coming to our grazing school folks who are just thinking about getting into this business. And then we see others who have excellent rotational grazing programs who are looking just to fine-tune, looking for the next edge, looking for how they can take it to the next level.
He says those veterans coming back is testament to the value of the programs. We'll be right back.
Well, I just felt like high school wasn't for me.
Dropping out of school was the biggest mistake I ever made.
I realized to have a good career, I should probably get in college. That's what made me decide to go back and get my GED.
Now that I've got my GED, I am so much more confident.
My life's back on track, and it was because of the GED.
GED testing is free until June 30th or until all funds are spent. Visit your local adult education center or knowhowtogoky.org. Brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Regarding the grazing school April 10 and 11 at Princeton, Gary Lacefield says spots are limited, but they still had a few open. If interested, your local extension office can steer you in the right direction. He says a nifty feature of the class is they will use actual Google maps of specific farms to build pasture plans for attendees.
We try to do enough classroom and enough field exercise so that they'll be comfortable. And then we want them to apply all the things that they've learned that will benefit them to their farm. And so we want to help them to lay out their farming system, or at least to get started or to fine-tune. And that's why we want to make it practical and personal as we adopt it to their individual farm before they leave us after the grazing school.
Those sessions, April 10 and 11 in Princeton, September 11 and 12 in Woodford County this fall. Local Extension will have details. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.